Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Being able to watch, being able to see all what goes on this first year was big for me. Like I said early on, being able to sit back and learn how to lead in this league, how to, what's needed, what's not needed, what to do, what not to do, and things like that. I think next year will be a big jump for me, and I'm really excited about it.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
As we broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You know who that was. That's Caleb Williams.
Oh, the quarterback.
We've heard of him a time or two. Really cool article with Esquire, as we discussed. You and I, Marshall, noted it on Friday when we got a couple of excerpts. It came out over the weekend. And the Caleb Williams fashion game is in full force. Love the plaid with the rugby shirt on the cover of the Mavericks of Sports edition of Esquire.
Cover boy.
He is.
And it's Esquire.
He's a main character.
So it's Esquire, which is like a different level. This isn't, the cover of Sports Illustrated. This is a different league because you're playing...
This is the Good Morning America type crowd.
Yeah, you're going for a more of a mainstream and not just a sports audience.
And I love that because the afternoon show appropriately had the author of the piece on yesterday, Brian O'Keefe. He was on with Spiegel and Holmes. And there's a lot to digest from this, but I think starting with that most recent information, maybe what we didn't get out of the article is a good place to begin. And Caleb talking about drawing inspiration from his favorite athletes.
He's a guy who's gotten some attention for letting his emotions show and gotten some criticism probably in some corners. There's some people, he had a game in college where he cried and after they lost and some people were criticizing him for that. But he's confident in who he is. And, I think that goes back to just his burning desire to win. I think that, if he's not winning, if he wasn't able to deliver a win for his team and for himself and for the fans, that's going to cut to his core. But he also, any rookie coming into the NFL, being a starting quarterback right away, that's an incredible challenge. And I do think like all the losing, as he said, like he's never lost that much. And that wore down on him. And he did say, I cried some tears. I went home and I was just beaten down physically, mentally, losing a bunch of games. One detail that he told me that didn't end up in the story was he drew some inspiration in that moment from Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant is one of his heroes. And he was thinking about the moment in Kobe's career when Kobe, was asked if he had hit a wall. And he said, no, but it doesn't matter if I did. So what if I did? And that was kind of like the mindset that Caleb wanted to have. It doesn't matter if I'm worn down. And he definitely felt like he rallied and the team rallied a little bit at the end of the season. And of course, they ended, with the win over Green Bay, which was a way to go out on a high note.
I appreciate so much just the look that Esquire took at him, because we're thinking, oh, what does he want to do in OTAs, his new head coach? You know, what does he think about the draft? What does he think about thinking about the draft? And O'Keefe instead is starting with sports aspects of how it affects him from a bigger standpoint, as we just hear there. But also, it talks about why he's in Copenhagen. You know, how he sat front row at a Louis Vuitton show. You know, the things that really, I think, also make him tick.
And he walked another fashion show. This is a dude that is not just about football. I mean, you can go back to the business that he started before he even graduated. He obviously accumulated a good deal of money as a college athlete in the beginnings of the NIL era, if you will.
$10 million.
So you take all that and realize that it's not just about football to him. But at the end of the day, it squarely is about football because he wants to be one of the best. He wants to play 20 years in the NFL. One of the things that Brian O'Keefe in the article says is bringing in a new staff resets the clock for Williams to prove to the Bears that he can be the franchise quarterback they envision. But in the NFL, it's always ticking. One veteran NFL personnel executive I spoke with agreed that the new coach buys him extra time. Quote, he's definitely going to get this year. I'd say midway through the 2026 season, they'll know. I think Ben Johnson already knows. I think that's why he took the job.
I think Ben Johnson gives Caleb Williams the absolute best chance of him being his best self. I don't mind there being more time to evaluate this talent.
Right. At the same time, though, when you're talking about midway through 2026, they'll know. No, sir. You need to know now.
No, I need him to unlearn any bad habits he picked up last year.
I need at the outset of this upcoming 2025 season for him to be playing where Ben Johnson says with confidence, yes, we can still make a run at the playoffs and do things.
I don't know why I've always just been more patient with Caleb Williams. I think he earned it in my book. I feel like he also had a team around him that was not ideal for the situation he was in. I am talking specifically about the offensive line here. I think in fourth quarters of games, especially toward the end of the season, you saw him lead the team down the field and do his best.
That's fair.
I think when I hear Ryan Poles talk about how mistakes were made in training camp and they couldn't necessarily fix them, that I think that leads to the stunting of a development of a rookie quarterback. So I don't necessarily mind if it's midway through 2026. Here's my other issue, though, is you should have answers on the rest of your team.
Well,
I'm talking about
then.
Montez Sweat, Cole Kmet, the guys you've already signed, Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson, the guys especially who are on second contracts, DJ Moore on a third. Those are the guys where you need Caleb Williams to rely on them. You need to rely on Joe Tooney, Drew Dahlman, Darnell Wright, even.
I would say, Layla, that the expectation for the Bears should be that Caleb Williams does not have to excel for them to reach their goal. Because I think if he has to excel in 2025 for them to reach their goal of making the playoffs, then that seems like that's bad. Because it's a lot of pressure on Caleb Williams relearning a whole new offense under Ben Johnson.
That's why I think it will take a year and a half.
So then are we de-escalating what the expectations are?
No. They spend a lot of money on a whole lot of other people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you got to pick a lane. Like,
no, I don't. I just don't think that quarterback wins above replacement is the most crucial element of this equation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Is the most crucial element of this equation in your
I think
eyes.
It still matters, but I think given the talent around him that you've built, it there should be less pressure on him to try to make it work. I'm more concerned about schematic things. I'm more concerned about the fact that Cole Kmet didn't get enough targets last year. Is that a fault of your quarterback or was it the offense? DeAndre Swift, was he utilized properly? Is that a fault of your RPO? Is that a fault of the offense? There is a lot that you need to figure out as far as how people were utilized. If people are even slightly above what you saw last season, you're talking about at least 2 wins right there. 2 more wins than last year, and that's slightly. That's not even counting in-game decisions.
So that's 7-10.
Okay, I can get you up to at least 9.
Okay, I know you've seen the schedule. You know what that schedule looks like. It is not easy. It's going up against heavyweights year in, year out, and teams on the rise also. So I look.
He does need to improve. I'm not saying he doesn't.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just wondering how big of the piece of pie is him versus the other players on the field.
I think it's like a exponential growth. Like this year, it shouldn't be as much. The difference between you getting out of the divisional into the championship game into the Super Bowl, yeah, that's your quarterback.
But we're just talking about making the playoffs.
Correct.
In a very difficult division.
And arguably in your second rookie year, in a way. Now, yes, Jaden Daniels, and I've said this before, he showed you what the power of a rookie quarterback can do and how that learning curve doesn't have to be as long. But here's the thing. He had a completely different situation in Washington than what Williams is facing here.
And it doesn't seem like he's going to have to unlearn anything in year two, whereas Caleb Williams, certainly this offseason, there's a degree of unlearning that has to happen with Ben Johnson at the helm.
The goal for Daniels this next year is to avoid having a C.J. Stroud sophomore slump.
Okay.
And that also requires people to be healthy.
C.J. Stroud sophomore slump, though, came with injuries to his best receivers and
His two best receivers, not even one.
And he still got you to the playoffs.
Exactly.
But it's a bad division.
There's also that. And this is the best division.
Is it? Are we ready to say that?
I think when you look at what, yes, the Lions had 16 players on injured reserve last year and still won that many games. Yes.
Okay.
Robbie's over here just nodding in agreement.
Yeah, well,
even bias aside, it's like this division is absolutely loaded. So, and we have some of the smartest coaches in the entire league. So that's why this division, I think, is awesome.
The NFC East did show you some things.
Yeah,
by survival, they end up being a better division by playoff survival. But top to bottom overall, no, it's still this division.
I mean, the Bears were bad last year. We're assuming they're going to be better, but I would argue the NFC North is the AFC North is in the
conversation
as well.
Fair enough.
And so I don't know what happens with if Aaron Rodgers signs with Pittsburgh and then. The Browns, I don't know what to say about their quarterback situation, but if they figure something out with their
They do have quarterbacks. That's the thing they do.
They have a room, and there are people who play that position in the room.
Yes.
But
sports.
Obviously, we know the Ravens are, the Bengals. It'll be interesting to see if the last place team in the NFC North can be better than the last place team in these other divisions.
That, I think, is a fun thing to watch.
But you get
like,
what I'm
saying.
Are
you cheering for the losses there to prove that your division was indeed the better one? Or are you cheering for the wins for the bad team?
No, I think the top two to three teams in each of those divisions is going to have wins, and they're going to be in the playoff mix. If they don't make the playoffs, they got to play each other, so that might have knocked them out. But that last place team, you can learn a lot, regardless of sport, because you look at the NL West right now, and I say Giants, Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks. Who's the fifth team in the NL West again?
Colorado.
Yeah. By the way, the Colorado Rockies do not come to the Sox South Side
Park
this year, so I'm not
going to rate. Okay, guys, just because we said we're bringing back Who's Your Guy, we didn't mean over text and not today. I love the enthusiasm. Tutu Knight already gave a Who's My Guy. I love that, but I think that starts next week.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.